Proclamation number 6102. Dated the November 8, 1954. The guise of piety. Satan's activity. Under the guise of piety, many sins are committed on earth. This is Satan's activity, who hides under a hypocritical garment so as to be able to treacherously influence those people even more who allow themselves to be taken in by external pomp and splendor. People lack their own light and therefore accept the light from those who have no light themselves and merely avail themselves of elusive light. And in this elusive light they will hardly find the path they should take and easily go astray by believing to be on the right path. It is far easier to recognize an enemy who openly confronts people. The adversary, however, conceals himself and gives the appearance of belonging to my own, of speaking on my behalf and to have received authority from me, so that it is easy for him to find followers. Gullible people who lack the right kind of love. For with the right kind of love they would be so enlightened that the elusive light would be unable to prevail. But people pay more attention to appearances, to imitations, than to the truth which originates from me, precisely because they lack love. And my adversary certainly knows how to prevent love by trying to replace it with something else. By passing laws and portraying the fulfillment of these laws as more important than anything else, but he knows how to displace my commandments of love so cleverly that people barely become aware of their heartless way of life, because they eagerly submit themselves to the humanly decreed commandments believing to have done enough. A person could certainly realize this himself were it his serious will to live a life that pleases me. Yet his vision has been clouded by the splendor surrounding those who present themselves as my representatives on earth, and who are actually the representatives of the one who opposes me and who campaigns against me. Anyone who has kindled the light of love within himself can see everything brightly and clearly and disgustedly turns away from conduct which can never be my will. However, anyone who still lives in darkness because he lacks inner light will delight in elusive lights and time and again rush to them but without thereby receiving true light. Only kindness of heart, unselfish neighborly love, kindles a true light, and anyone who walks in this light is taking the right path, for I myself will walk beside him on this path, then the elusive light will no longer cause him harm, for he will avoid it, he will stay away, because then he will be warned by his heart of the one who conceals himself under the guise of piety. He will be unmasked when the time is right. Yet first everyone shall live up to my commandments of love, then all the pomp and splendor of the world will not harm him anymore, for then his inner light will shine far stronger and he will take the right path unscathed on which, guided by me, he will reach his goal. Amen.